AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
That's right, Gloria.
You go back up on the hill.
Great sports talk.
All right, Hamilton.
Enjoy it, because it's happening. Welcome back. It's PMS. It's a Two Hermano Tuesday. And joining us right now on this Two Hermano Tuesday, not here to talk about his internship in communist China after he was in Santa Clara many years ago. A lot of people don't know that he was an intern in communist China. That's where he got that studious look. I made that part up. He is really the number one rules guru of all rules guru. He's the one that started the rules guru. Maybe he ruined the rules just by being so good at the rules.
People are saying, everybody followed his path, and now they got nobody to do this.
In essence of being so great at the rules, perhaps he ruined officiating because he's so damn good at his job. It's Count Sacramento from Big Fox, FS1, and, of course, all surrounding platforms. The best of the best. I believe a shortstop or second baseman at Santa Clara University. Let's go Broncos. Mike Pereira on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. What's cracking, Mike? How are you?
Let's clear this up, would you? First of all, center fielder, not shortstop.
Oh, Mike, I know you're a fast guy, though.
And I wrote this pass interference rule that they're using right now. I wrote it when I was interning in communist China. I did.
I knew it was a communist rule.
And that's why it's screwed up. That's why it is screwed up today.
It is a rule of communism. Thank God. You know, the real problems are solved here. This is the Marconi show.
This is the one we're going to submit to the people
because we can get to the bottom of it. But did the NFL just write too many rules too fast for this year, Mike? And how fast until they admit a mistake, if you think they should, and start to walk it back?
Well, I do think they made a mistake, and I do think that much like when I was there, and I was a guilty party too, there's a tendency to overreact when there is a mistake that is made and all of a sudden come up with a rule just to address one play for a mistake that you know, happens once every 10 years. And I think that's the case with the interference rule, that huge miss, no question about it, huge miss in the game at New Orleans in the championship game, but they created a nightmare here with what they're doing now, and there was an easier way to do it. You could have made pass interference reviewable only in the last 5 minutes of the game. You could have used an eye in the sky, so it didn't have to be coach's challenge. They have really got themselves into a box, and I look for them to really make some type of change because, you know, everybody's up in arms, and that includes the teams. They're up in arms now after 6 weeks. Let's go forward to week 17. What happens if we have the same standard, you know, in week 17 and a team gets burned because interference is not added on because it doesn't rise to some subjective level that they're talking about that is clear and obvious and egregious? They've made adjustments before, and I think they need to make an adjustment again. And it's a simple adjustment, I think. It's, you know, when you're going to look to add pass interference on through replay, just use the standard that it is or it isn't. That's period. Forget about it has to be this big. You know, it either is or it isn't, and the play against Golden Tate on Thursday night, that's interference, and you'd add it on. The play in the Detroit-Green Bay game down the sidelines, you'd add it on, even though they're saying that there really wasn't enough restriction there. But I used to say those types of things, too. you know, but it's got to be cleaned up because it's really putting way too much emphasis on the rule and Al Riveron and the officials themselves.
Mike, in terms of, and I want to give you credit if it was you that said it here, I remember hearing it, but I don't want to put words in your mouth if it wasn't you, but do the referees have a chance with all the technology we now have at home, with the super slow-mo, with the super HD, and the ability to see what we can see in a television broadcast versus what they're asked to do during a game?
Well, let's just go back to last night. I mean, last night in the game and the two illegal use of hands penalties, hands to the face penalties called, at the key portion of the game. You know, the first one, I mean, the hand is not on the neck. I mean, the hand is grabbing the collar, the front collar. So it's about, I don't know, to give the benefit of the doubt, I'd say about 6 inches from where it actually would be a foul. And we can see that clear as day in slow motion from above, super slow motion, we can see that. But that call has to be made in real time, bang, bang. And when you see the hand that close to the neck, you call it, and then you turn out to be wrong. But it's not a phantom. It was close, but it's not a foul. But it's hard. And then the second one, the hand's on the left shoulder pad, just next to the neck, but not on the neck. And again, in slow motion, it's easy to see. But in real time, it's tough. And so technology has made it tough on officials. And the technology, to me, has gone too far. And somebody asked me, and I finally thought about this morning, because I'm now more and more getting asked the question, is officiating better, worse, or the same now as it was when I was officiating back in the mid-90s and when I was ahead of the department in the 2000s, the 2001 through 9. And I finally have come up to the conclusion that I think the officials, top to bottom, are better, top to bottom, than we had back then. But the officiating, I don't think, is as good. And I think it's the technology that has created this, the safety net that the officials find themselves in, that they don't have to be as precise as we were when we didn't have communication with New York and communication with the replay booth. You know, these got poor guys walk around now and they've got earbuds in and they're listening to the replay booth and they're listening to New York and they're saying, okay, you ruled them out of bounds at the 43, move it up to the 44. And so you're messing with their psyches when you're doing that, you know, because even though it doesn't have any effect, and you could, sometimes it's legal to do it, sometimes it's not, but you're really screwing with the guy's psyche when you say, oh, you know, the spot of the foul was actually the 38 instead of the 40, so move that flag to there. You know, officiate the damn game. And the game is getting too far off the field. You know, when it went into the replay booth when we first brought replay back in, and now it's in New York with, you know, guys in New York that aren't part of a, you know, they were once an official, but not now, and they're making decisions. And I think all that technology and taking it off the field has hurt officiating.
Would it
How's
help?
That for
That's,
my spiel?
It's perfect.
Wonderful.
And would it help, Mike, if you make the penalties less punitive? So it's not an automatic first down. It's not 10 yards for holding, where it just seems like it really dramatically can change the outcome of a game.
Well, I'd certainly love to see that. I mean, I think it's the hardest call on the field to make, and yet it carries the most punitive penalty in terms of yardage. Could be a 50-yard penalty, and it puts more pressure on everybody, and I guess that includes, you know, Al Riveron in New York having to make the decision. I think the college rule works, which makes it a max 15-yard penalty. And you know what? In the competition, I used to try to get them to, you know, to buy into that, and they wouldn't, because we don't want to take away the deep vertical passing game. I said, do you ever watch football on Saturday? Because if a player is close enough to commit pass interference, they try to make the play. They don't tackle a guy just because they're beat. And I even said, I'll even concede to say, if they actually just out and out tackle them, then let's make it a spot foul. But let's take some of the pressure off of the call. And that to me, with that's commissioner for the day, which I never want to be, but if I was commissioner for the day and they said I could change one rule, that would be it, because I just think that it's too punitive, period.
The great Mike Pereira, and there's nobody better. I got to ask you,
before
we let you go, when you're in your three-piece suit and you're eating one of those meals that you've had 1,000 times in the Fox building, and you're with your crew and you guys are very jovial, how hard do you cringe at some of these roughing the passer calls? Is that something that you think that they're going to have to adjust here?
Yeah, I don't think they're ever going to adjust that, because look how many backup quarterbacks we've already had in the first third of the season. You know, I mean, they want their franchise players protected, and that's not to say that all of the quarterbacks in all 32 teams are franchise guys, but you know, they are key to the organization. But I don't want officials to overreact either. And again, this is a thing with the competition committee last year, as you recall. Well, Aaron Rodgers got hurt on a rollout where they said that the defender landed on him with most or all of his body weight, and so they made a point of emphasis out of it. And, oh, my God, Clay Matthews would just kind of tiptoe on the guy and fall on him, and we were getting penalties. And after 2 weeks, I think it was, they had a meeting, and they said, wait, we're overreacting. Let's back off on this. And then it got a lot better. And I just hope that referees don't really over-officiate it. But you got to recognize, Petros, seven officials this year that have maximum 2 years experience. You've got three this year that are in their first year, and four the year before was their first year. And a new contract that was just signed by the officials with the league, a new collective bargaining agreement, which gives a benefit boost to any official that's been in for 20 years. It gives them a retirement extra bonus as an incentive for them to retire. There's some damn good referees that have 20 years. And if they actually step away to get this one-time offered retirement benefit, we could have three more next year. So you could be looking potentially at 10 of your 17 referees having 3 years or less experience.
Oh, and these whippersnappers think it's all about them. They're out there grandstanding, Mike.
They just don't know that it's all about you.
That's right.
What I just wish they need to know.
Guys in the booth.
And I say one thing. When you come on college football, the good spreads come out, man. On the food, the good spreads come out. They actually bring out the Cheetos when you come out.
Oh, that's good. Flaming hot.
Thanks for the food,
fatty.
Makes
it special. Makes it absolutely special.
Thank you, Mike. You're special. You're the best in the business, and we appreciate you.
See you.
Count Sacramento.
Good stuff.
Those young, grandstanding officials trying to act like they're better than everybody.
You give them that eye in the sky, they'll be humbled in a hurry.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you through a looking glass.
Oh, I can read your mind. You are the maker of truth.
What, Kate?
We
Mike was
sing.
Great. Mike was phenomenal.
Great day booking, Kate. You got neocon Clay, who's going on Tucker Carlson tonight.
Is that right? We beat him to we beat Tucker to the punch.
We beat the bow tie. Clay. He doesn't wear a bow tie anymore.
He doesn't?
No.
Tool. He is. He's a total tool.
You just don't understand him, Matt.
Yeah,
me and Magdaleno, we know all about him.
Tucker, yeah,
you're
a tool.
You don't know, man.
Oh, whatever.
You don't know.
Hey, Ryan Cates, having you over for dinner tonight.
Shoot.
No, I want to promote our thing. We want red commies and
capitalists. It's the C&C PMS factory.
Liberals,
capitalists, and communists.
Leftists, conservatives, neocons, independents.
Take them all.
Libertarians.
We do not live in an echo chamber. All opinions are welcome.
Black and white, Koreanos.
All of it.
Even if you're from North Korea.
Native Americans, come
on
out.
We'll nurture you to our warm milk teat.
Canadians, F you. Stay home.
Yeah.
I want any of that trouble you guys always bring.
Take the blackface off, Trudeau.
That's right. You always bring
Son
it.
Son of a bitch. What do you think this is?
Well, time for that crap.
Racist bastard. Son of a bitch.
Unbelievable.
Next Monday at BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, everybody but Trudeau and his turban
right.
can come through in Irvine from 2 to 5:15. Be part of the show. And by being part of the show, just sit there and eat pizza and drink margaritas.
Large pieces, half off.
And $5 BJ Brewhouse marks.
Bang. What else are you waiting for?
Plus,
get your Ritas.
Prize giveaways.
We have prize giveaways as well. It's the start of our Monday Night Football tour at many, many BJ locations across the Southland, and it starts at the Irvine Marketplace. 13130 Jamboree. Prizes, half-price pizza, $5 margaritas, and us.
Next Monday.
Communists, capitalists.
This Monday.
You're all welcome this Monday.
This Monday.
Exactly right, Matt. Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. A big thank you to Mike Ferreira. Great stuff from the former head of officiating. That job now belongs to Al Riveron. He is taking some incoming. Mike Ferreira sharing some insight on what could be going wrong, and that's a lot of young dudes that don't have a lot of experience.
Grandstanding out there!
Because...
like Ed Hightower!
You've been there for 20 years. Take the deal, man. Take the pension.
Take the buyout.
Take the buyout.
Fox did that a while back.
Makes too much sense.
What happened to so-and-so? He took the buyout. Oh!
Don't feel bad for him. He's double-dipping now.
Everything's all right.
He picked up a gig at a local.
Now, Matt, there are a lot of people...
who?
They heard your take.
On?
Like, go back to the 80s football style.
Yeah. No more technology.
But you are the robot ump guy.
Well, yeah. Because I said, if you're going to put that on the screen, that was my position. If you are going to put that on the screen, then I want a robot ump. Before anyone else mentioned it, I said, just put a black box or you take that off the screen. It's one or the other.
So we need a robot ump in football?
I guess it's kind of what Mike said, the eye in the sky. Every single R2-D2 play.
It just makes it worse.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
eye in the sky ruins football.
That's what you would need to do.
Eye in the sky ruin baseball?
I don't think it would.
Well, Matt,
What I'm saying.
I don't know, Matt.
You're going to do one or the other.
Some people are saying that you, much like LeBron...
Don't LeBron me.
Like you're a hypocrite, dude.
I'm fine with robot umps. Because it's too easy.
That you're a Papa Ooh Mau Mau.
There's nothing subjective about strikes and balls.
You want robot umps.
Here's your box. Nipples to knees. And here's the plate. You can do that.
And you want barbarism and arcane old school rules.
Take out all the technology because you can't officiate it.
They're never giving up their technology.
I know. That's why nobody goes to games anymore. It's too good to watch at home.
A lot of people calling you a Papa Ooh Mau Mau.
Taking him.
Top story of the day, Matt. Just a little.
Top story of the
day. Wow, Cardinals are doing great.
7-0.
Nationals already down 3-0. The Cards trailing 7-0 in the first place.
We're gonna get that whole East Coast market
in the first inning.
It's taken 18 pitches and two pitchers.
Hey, by the way,
a 7-0 lead.
Remember all the folks that were piling on the Braves for the. Remember that. When they put 10 on them in the first inning. What do you know? Guess who's getting their comeuppance after putting 10 on the Braves in the first inning because of their insensitivity to the Native Americans?
Well, you know what the Washington Nationals did to the Native Americans?
Smallpox.
Exterminated them.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I do feel bad, Matt, for all of us, the people of the Ciudad, especially the sports people that get upset about this stuff. I do, because it's been a tough week plus to process. And the cherry on top is LeBron James going full Chairman Mao last night. Just when you thought China became the world's problem again and not the NBA's. I got this.
Guys, hold my beer.
I am going to make this right. Me, with my education.
I would not do that. I would just next question it. You'll get a little bit of incoming, but not a lot.
UCLA foosball is a tough watch, and I say that in the most euphemistic way possible. It's almost easier to watch the empty seats in the crowd at the Rose Bowl than it is to watch the actual product on the field.
It's been a tough go.
Any news on DTR coming back there, Kate?
He practiced all week.
So all right, DTR
so
coming back.
Thursday night?
Thursday night against Stanford.
I'm kind of hoping for Austin Burton.
Okay, well that still,
where's Theo?
Still going to look wildly inconsistent is probably the case. And Theo's gone. He's in the portal.
He's gone. He's in the portal. He's not coming back.
The 49ers and the Steelers, respectively, are laughing at the Rams and Chargers and the fan bases, laughing at us. This is a city. Most of them live here anyway, and they went to the game after filling our stadiums and physically boloing our new foosball franchises.
Foosball.
And laughing like Captain Blood down Victoria or down the 110. Ha 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 ha!
All the owners say, thank you for your patronage.
Thank you.
Appreciate the money.
Appreciate you coming in.
How many beers? Two beers you bought?
How many did you buy? Oh, I don't care if you wore a Rocky Blyer jersey. I don't care if you wore a Jackie Slater jersey.
Good pull on the
Blyer. I don't care if you wore a Daryl Henley jersey.
It's all good.
Just don't care. As long as you... Money's green? Money's green? Money's green? You know whose money's green? China.
Is it?
When it comes over here, it turns green.
There you go.
And it shows up at LeBron's house in Holmby Hills.
LeBron's house.
Somebody hands it to one of the servants. USC underachieving so badly that they act like every kind of close loss is a victory.
Well,
see you in Santa Clara. We'll see you in Santa Clara. I mean, that's how bad USC football is.
They don't even want you to know Arizona's coming to town on Saturday.
Yeah, you lose to Notre Dame and people are like, man, they are like right there.
One play. I heard Clay say it to that kid that was working for ESPN and was super uncomfortable asking him questions. Well, that's one play. One play. What do you mean one play?
Did you watch the first half? There was a lot of plays in the first half. That's
part
of the game.
What was the one play? Was the one play that you didn't get the onside kick?
You didn't get the onside kick, and there happened to be an old red-faced Irishman standing out by the numbers? Still not going to help you get the onside kick.
One play?
USC is underachieving that bad. And you've been in
and
this
they're
town.
Good.
They have good players. You've been in this town when USC's good. It's energizing, and it makes people feel good. But we don't even have that. We got UCLA and the empty-ass Rose Bowl with the wind blowing through it, blowing dust through Bob Toledo's teeth. We got
a black and yellow out.
Right. Black and yellow. We can't even pull off a Rick roll like every other stadium, every other minor league stadium on earth can pull off a Rick roll. And the Chargers ops guy.
And then people have to tell you that it's red seats in the Coliseum, not 49ers.
Yeah, with arms.
No.
Red seats with arms and chests that breathe.
I love Sam Farmer.
I've never seen a seat by a nacho bucket. Yes, he's
been doing
a Hall of
it forever.
Sam Farmer from the LA Times, man.
But to take to Twitter and say that crowd was 50-50 at the Coliseum that you were there.
It's communism.
Is egregious.
It
is egregious.
That's going full chairman.
And apologetic.
Mount. That's going full.
It's okay.
Papa Umau Mau.
Yes, there are millions of 49ers fans in Southern California. They showed up at the Coliseum because their team was undefeated and they were excited. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm not even done with the negativity.
What?
Man. What about the Angel stuff? So unsavory that no one even wants to touch it.
I don't.
And neither do we. We don't want to touch it. It's unsavory, and it's bumming people out in the CU Dot in a big way. Joe Madden being hired won't even X out the unsavory nature of the Angel story.
That's probably why they're not going to hire him anytime soon.
No, it'll be later.
They're going to wait 6 weeks and say, hey, Joe, here's the contract. Don't make word of it.
Why not? Well, we're just going to wait for this China thing to back down. But we're not doing anything in China. Shut up, Joe!
Yes, we are. Wait till you see what we leak to the media about China tomorrow.
And then there's our Doyers, Matt, as we watch these Nationals bully around the stupid-ass Cardinals.
Sweep them.
In Washington.
Straight to the World Series. The Nats had never won a postseason series in their history, and now they are
look at them.
Up
7-0
in the second on the Cards, already up 3-0 in the series.
It's been a very unsavory
week.
One week
since you look at me. Oh, sorry.
What?
It's the way you said it's been.
Well, it's been less than a week, Matt. Less than a week since the Dodgers lost.
Yeah.
And I feel like our people are walking in a fog. And I'm not talking about Cates. I'm talking about the people of the CU Dot. I mean, people just going through the motions. And
we had to shake them out of it.
We had a very good, because of Matt Smith's hard-hitting questions, interview with Andrew Friedman yesterday. You can podcast it on all platforms, and it's posted. But did it make me feel any better for La CU Dot? For the gente?
No!
No. And I don't care about the Nats or the Cards or the Yanks or the Strohs. I'm deeply uninterested.
I'm with you.
Deeply.
Realized.
There's that guy Patrick Corbin that Fred said he sucked. Well, look, he's pitching right now in the NLDS, Fred, you dumbass.
And it's 7-0. 7-0. Further, I think, cementing that baseball is truly a regional sport. We are Los Angeles. We love baseball. We love the Dodgers. It's arguably the most popular team in town. And the second they are out, don't care.
Yeah.
Not interested. Won the World Series? I don't remember.
I might care if Garrett Cole does something. Maybe. Because he's from Tustin and we're headed down to Irvine. But that's about it. Can we celebrate the Clippers with all the guests they give us?
New city uniforms look great. They did something good.
Who can we talk about with that?
Nobody.
Jalen Ramsey's a Ram.
That's a big deal. Just happened if you missed it.
Jalen Ramsey.
Two first-round picks.
And Marcus Peters went away this morning.
Marcus Peters out. UCLA's Kenny Young in. In that exchange, Aqib Talib is out for the season with busted-up ribs, and they go out and get the best corner in the league in Jalen Ramsey. And that's been Les Snead's M.O. But good for him. You think you can win a Super Bowl and you were just there last year and you feel like your pass defense is bad? Go get it.
They drafted and developed a tight end. Tyler Higbee.
Gerald Everett.
Yeah.
And they traded for an O-lineman, but they traded for an O-lineman from the team that had a worse O-line than they have.
That doesn't mean that one guy's not bad.
No, maybe
you
see
something. Five fingers on a hand, Matt.
You see something there. A center. Hey, now.
Is the AL... Is the ALDS is... The ALCS is over.
The ALCS is 2-1 Astros.
Now another set of words. Is the LAFC still going?
Yes.
Is the Galaxy still going?
Yes.
When does that come? So we have that.
I believe they are both in the postseason picture. I believe.
And the LA Wildcats draft today.
Luis Perez. I remember him from the Alliance. He was the number one bowler in America under the age of 18 when he was 14. Decided to pick up football. Chula Vista Community College, where he was the seventh string quarterback.
Right on the border there.
And worked his way up to
a starter. I'm surprised there's seven guys want to play quarterback for Chula Vista CC.
Right?
CVCC has seven guys going out for quarterback.
How about that?
Hey, share the wealth. How about sending a guy up north to Palomar?
Exactly. Ends up at Texas A&M Commerce, where he becomes the Walter Payton Player of the Year, number one offensive player in the FCS 2 years in a row.
Great Wildcats information. See,
exactly.
I knew if we dug deep enough
we'd come up with
in
a
the LA
story.
Sports landscape, we would find something to be excited about.
There it is, Luis Perez.
Jalen Ramsey.
Is a Ram.
Luis Perez. Garrett Cole.
All right, Garrett Cole.
From Tustin.
Patrick Corbin making a fool of Fred.
He really did.
Yeah. Who's laughing now?
He cucked you, Fred.
What are we doing next?
What do you mean, what are we doing next? We're going Papa Umamao some more.
No.
We'll do Branded.
Oh, yeah. That was big at the start of the show.
More Branded.
Branded.
Next.
Petros and Money on AM570 LA Sports. Remember, Monday we are back on the road. Would love to see you out at the Irvine Marketplace. It is the beginning of our Monday Night Football tour at BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. We will have prizes to give away, and because it is Monday, you get those great deals at BJ's. Half off any large pizza, $5 BJ's Brewhouse. Margarita will be there from 2 until 5:15 p.m. going into Monday Night Football, the first of many Monday Night Football BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Remotes get started this week. Irvine, the Marketplace, 13130 Jamboree Road, Petros and Money from 2 until 5:15.
All right. Well, there's still a lot of reaction on the old secret textoso line here, man.
The secret textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
And we really can't wait to see everybody at that remote, but a lot of reaction for the Branded conversation. Do we have any of that Branded in there, Ronnie? Do we have it? The one that you pulled out just earlier, that Vic pulled out? Like, we were doing the Two and a Mono Tuesday earlier, and it got to the
it was the greatest loss in the history of the Two and a Mono Tuesday game.
Yeah, I got it wrong. I said Branded, the old Western show. It's Branded. I'm obviously not familiar with it because it's from the 60s. I just know it from the Big Lebowski, but it's called Branded, you know, and they say he ran away.
And Vic picked up on it immediately and started singing the song, and we looked at each other like, yeah, whatever. And then all of a sudden,
that's pretty sweet.
Ronnie pulled the song.
It's pretty good.
All but one man died.
See, this guy's browned it as a cow. Just like LeBron.
And they say he ran
Suck
away.
That one in there.
Brendan!
Scorned as the one who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man?
Love that.
Wherever you go for the rest of your life, you must prove.
Like Goff. Branded his baby hands.
You're a man.
Cha!
It's as good. It's as good a theme song as we've played on this show in the 13 plus years we've done it.
That's right. I agree with that. Now, Matt, there's
been branded.
A lot. We've now been branded with Branded. There's a lot of textoso reaction brought to you by Chevrolet. Of course, it is truck month at your Chevy dealers. The old secret textoso line. Here's a couple for you. I can't believe after this many years, we have just now heard the theme of Branded. And wow, to hear Vic rifle those lyrics. Goddamn. What a good day.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
Our sentiments exactly.
Don't forget, Chuck Connors, the star of Branded, was also signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers and played for the Cubs and the Boston Celtics before he was in Branded.
What do you do when you're branded? I didn't know you were a man.
Here's one. Hey, P.
The way Vic sang it, too, was so
very
perfect.
Strong.
The great anger, the strength.
Hey, P. When we were kids, we used to sing a parody of Branded. Stranded. Stranded of the toilet bowl. What do you do when you're stranded and you don't have a roll? To prove you're a man, you must wipe with your hand. Stranded. Stranded on the toilet bowl.
You don't have a roll. That's awesome.
All in.
Well done.
On Branded.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done, Textoso.
Sold out to Chevy.
Here's one. Trade LeBron. F that sellout. Branded.
You know, I'm going to say they're gonna see what happens. They're going to give it a couple weeks, and they're going to see maybe how the chips fall, and then maybe they'll think about trading him. But as far as a reaction in the moment, I think they're going to try to ride this one out. That's just me, though. That's just me trying to guess what the Lakers are going to do with LeBron James.
You think they're going to keep him?
He's branded.
I mean, he's been branded.
I think they're going to keep him.
He's branded as a coward.
Can you play it one more time?
All but one man.
Man!
Died. They're at Theater Creek. And they say he ran away.
Branded!
Branded.
Scorned as the one who ran.
LeBron.
What do you do when you're branded? And you know you're a man. Wherever you go for the rest of your life, you must prove.
You're a man.
You're not a communist. PRC.
Your show is so stupid. Keep it up, guys. Branded on Racist Tuesday is perfect.
That is true.
That's the truth.
Best two ed mono ever. Vic's glee for the branded theme rivals Al Bundy with Psycho Dad.
That's a great pull.
This jam bumps. Hashtag branded. This is awesome.
Permanent fixture. I would guess it'll end up being a permanent fixture on the Petro Salon Show a little bit forward. Branded Tuesdays.
Stranded, but you can't find a role. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on. More serious topics. Like quick hits. A whip around the world of sports today.
Cover it all.
Cover everything.
That's what we do.
Like a sheet, like a Boling Branch sheet on Tim Conway Jr.'s bed. That's how we're going to cover it.
I want a Boling Branch.
You better call Conway then. You better call Tyrone.